guest this morning is Ellen Bluestein from the Jewish Film Festival. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Roland.
We are talking about a film called The Ballad of the Weeping Spring, which opens at the festival on October 17th.
Yes, that's right.
And is it going to be two performances?
Yes, 1 o'clock in the afternoon for the matinee, 7:30 p.m. for the evening.
Right. So talk about this movie a little bit.
Personally, I love this movie, uh-huh. and I'm really glad we're showing it. It's an Israeli film, but when you watch the film, you really don't know where it takes place.
Uh-huh.
It's been compared to The Seven Samurai, to The Magnificent Seven, and to the Blues Brothers films.
What a range.
Yeah, it's a road movie, you know. It's uh-huh. kind of, and it, but it's about music. It's about musicians who play traditional Middle Eastern instruments, gathering themselves together to play a piece of music that has never been played for a dying friend.
Wow.
And so the adventure is how they get there in order to play this music. The music is an original score. It's incredibly beautiful Persian music, Persian-style music.
Uh-huh.
And the film itself is not set in any particular time and place. You know it's filmed in Israel because it's an Israeli movie and the actors are speaking Hebrew. But aside from that, even time is somewhat obliterated. A lot of the scenes are filmed in cantinas with which are lit by torchlight.
Oh,
so
goodness.
It has an otherworldly kind of mystical quality to it.
So what's the music like?
It's a very difficult thing to describe.
Right, of course.
They're playing instruments like ouds
uh-huh.
that I'm very unfamiliar with myself. And there's a lot of violin music. And the music's just beautiful. In fact, this was nominated for 9 Ophir Awards, which is the Israeli Academy Award.
Oh, Ophir, O-P-H-I-R?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And it won for original music, original soundtrack, production design, and costume design.
So this is really constitutes an important movie in the Middle East, really.
It really is. It's like a spaghetti western, but a Middle Eastern spaghetti western.
Uh-huh.
It has that atmosphere to it.
And instead of, well, interesting comparing it to Seven Samurai, because instead of martial arts, it's music.
Exactly. And instead of, you know, rifles like in an American Western,
right,
they're slinging their instruments over their shoulders.
Well, based on your feeling about this movie and on the festival so far, how important is it, do you think, for people to make reservations in advance to see many of the films that are coming up?
Tickets are on sale. Many of our evening shows sell out, and there'll be limited tickets available at the theater. So it's always a good idea to purchase the tickets through us. The matinees usually have some room, but they're growing as well. So the 1 o'clock matinee is a pretty safe bet.
Has that been the way it's going over the recent years? The festival is just kind of growing a little more every year. More and more people know about it. More and more people attend.
Yes, that's true. And also, I think our reputation is growing every year as well.
Yes, of course, of course. And so where do you go from here, Ellen? I mean, is Hollywood next for you?
For me personally,
yeah.
I would actually really love to bring more cultural programming to Sonoma County.
Great.
You know,
great. So we won't
through the
you.
Jewish Community Center. No, I'm here.
Okay, well, let's remind people once again that this film that Ellen has just been talking about, The Ballad of the Weeping Spring, is at the Jewish Film Festival on the 17th. And the way to find out more about it and to get tickets, there's a telephone number, 528-4222. Online, it's jccsoco.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.